Welcome to
Blog
the show.
Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. This is Happy Monday, and we have another episode of Empowering Your Mind. Last couple visits that we've had with our featured guests, we've actually been helping individuals with learning more about being financially savvy. And this is important for you if you are becoming a business owner or if you want to endeavor in just getting your own finances together. You know, it's very important that we know how our money works and how we can make it work for us. That is definitely a plus on so many levels. But today we have a return guest with us, and I am super excited to have her here. And she is going to be talking to us once again about finances. We chatted about the last week, our last episode with her, we chatted about insurance, but there's so much to this young lady. She's got so many layers of information, and we want to make sure we peel it out slow enough for you. We don't want you crying like you're peeling an onion. So welcome to the show, Miss Jimmy. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantabulous. How are you, Madeline?
Ooh, fantabulous right there with you, girl. Just fantabulous. Now, you were here before, and we want to say welcome back. And so we're going to just kind of pick up where we left off rather than continuing to talk. We talked about the life insurance and making sure that we're prepared for our expiration date. But while we're living, there are things that we can do. So what other financial options are there that people can choose from other than the Roth IRA or a 401 retirement? Like, what are some options that you have?
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. First, I want to say thank you for having me here again. I really appreciate it. Kind of pushing a sister out there.
well, we do.
If you don't mind, Ms. Madeline, I just want to tag on to the insurance portion really quick, and then I'll hop to the other options for the finances.
Okay.
I do want to say that many don't know that there can be insurance can be utilized before a person expires or dies. Let's just keep it, you know, real. I call it the new kind of insurance. At a certain level or death benefit amount, it can be included with your life insurance policy. It's called living benefit. So the benefit while you're living. In the event of a chronic, critical, and terminal illness, the insurance can be accessed before death. And I want to just give a quick example, and then we can move on. What comes to mind for me is my niece shared a story of a cousin. He was a young truck driver, and his wife was a stay-at-home mom, and they just bought a big house. He suffered a stroke, and so he had to come off the job because he was not able to drive. You know, one side was paralyzed. And in this case, this is one of those examples where the policy can be used ahead of time. Unfortunately, he didn't have the kind of policy that, you know, he could use to cover the mortgage and things of that nature. So his wife had to go out and find a job. And one would imagine that they definitely suffered a shortage. She was a stay-at-home mom. So I wanted to bring that up. That's something that really, really, really sticks to my mind and stands out a lot of the times when I'm thinking about this product. And there's multiple companies. You know, there'll be multiple companies like Transamerica, Nationwide, Pack Life. We're actually a brokerage. The company's Transamerica Transformation Financial, and we have many options. But I did want to bring up that story.
Okay. So go ahead and share with us some of this living benefits. Share just briefly on that, on exactly what that is. As far as why it should be an inclusion,
Okay, so the key is before death. So in the event that a person would obtain, let's just say, a term insurance policy, and that could be up to like 30 years, for example, with getting $250,000 in coverage, living benefits would be included in the policy. Okay, it's included in the permanent policy as well, but for living, for the term policy would have to be like $250,000. And in the event that someone could not, say, for example, someone had terminal illness like a cancer, they were at stage four. If they needed to pull or wanted to pull money out to enjoy life prior to their expiration date, or, you know, we don't have the final say. Man doesn't have the final say. But before they feel like they're expired, they may want to go to Disney World. They may want to just pull money out for whatever they want it for and go and have their last, you know, their last travel. That would be one example. Another example is if there's a person that can't do two out of the six daily duties. So they can't wash themselves. They can't feed themselves. So there's a process, but again, that benefit would be available. A portion of that life insurance death benefit would be available ahead of time.
Okay. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Now, what would you say to someone that their financial life, like if you walked up to them, or individuals who are young people especially, you know, they feel like they're going to live forever, they don't need life insurance. Let's say we ask them a question like, where are they financially and where do they see themselves in a few years? Like, what is something that you could give them to help them see income or see their finances in a better light?
Yeah. So one of the things that I would say is don't wait. A lot of times youngsters think that, I would say, 18, 20 years old, they may not get it yet, but let's just say a 24-year-old maybe doesn't have any children or anything yet, but the sooner they start, the better. As far as insurance, the healthier a person is, of course, the better, because we don't know when something will come our way. Let's just say that. And the cheaper the premium would be. And in the way of saving, they get to save more years. So I would say don't wait.
Okay. Now, what if someone doesn't feel comfortable with preparing for retirement, like college? I know you have people who want to do college, or they don't have kids. Like, what are some things that you could share with them?
Well, if they don't want to prepare for it, some may not want. Yeah, some may just want to do tech school. I'm thinking about a grandson of mine that may not go to college. One wants to go to college, and one would be more like me, didn't want to go to school, didn't want to further.
Right.
I would say that it's still a good idea to start socking away money. The sooner, the better. And one of the ways that they can do that, I kind of might be going out of order here, is to put money up in a safe, you know, I'm not a tax advisor, I'm not a CPA, but if they have a job, they could actually save money in that. You know, we can go to that next level now if you'd like. So they could save money in a 401k if they have a job. Do the company match? You know, they could It could be an insurance policy where there's a savings built in. Of course, now the premium's going to be lower, but they could put extra money in there up to whatever the annual max is per that policy for the year.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you have a motto, No Family Left Behind. Kind of give us a little bit about how you came to share that.
Okay. So No Family Left Behind, if we think about when people are putting monies to the side or they want to, let's just say if they want to invest, and they approach a company or investment company that has a large requirement, you know, we cannot talk to you unless you have, you know, $50,000, I don't know, a big amount.
Okay.
Well, we, mm-hmm. on the other hand, can start very, 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 very small. So there's ways to save money small, where you have to have a high guide. You know, the other companies out there, investment companies, for example, you'd have to start with a high dollar amount. And if people like me don't have that high dollar amount to start with, so we will put together a financial needs analysis to see what the family needs, what their goals and dreams are, and put together a program specific to them.
Okay. Now, I know that some people, when they think of retirement, they're thinking about a savings account or maybe they're on their job. With COVID, the way COVID came through and wiped some people out or laid some people off or, you know, even, you know, cut back on hours, and that pension is being used now, or the retirement is, they were forced to use it early. For most people, that could be a scary something as well. So are there companies that can assist in that with helping people in that area?
So are you saying that could help them save or?
Financially, you know, see what they can do. So say, for instance, I got laid off early. And so now I'm trying to figure out how to use my retirement because I'm not retirement age. So I can't dip into my 401. There are options, I know, but I can't dip into my 401 because I'm not a retirement age. What is something that I could possibly do to assist me in some type of other savings where I don't have to worry about that? I know we talked about the living will, but that's if you're terminally ill or something. But what are some things that we can invest in that we could get to and it can still make money for us?
Well, there's a thing that comes to mind is making money. So I would say that it's a good idea. Like for me, for example, I was that person that was laid off. Yes, I have a 401k with the company. Utilizing what I had to do as far as money was I got out to make more money. That's when I decided to become independent. There's not a plan. Like, they won't be able to go into, if they go into the 401k, they're going to be penalized. You know, it's going to be that 20% that they take from them. They can choose to do that. I mean, it's a choice. But for me, it was to go out and make more money. So there's no, I don't know of a plan out there that's going to, that they'll be able to tap into. You know, if they don't want to touch that 401k and they don't have any other source of income except to go out there, I would say consider something independently. You know, I'm not a tax professional, but there is a tax write-off potential. And you can definitely make it independently. And there's a couple sources. Well, there's a couple I can think of myself. But there are sources out there where they can make independent money.
Right. Okay. So independent or entrepreneurship, like I know that that's like the 1099 zone. You don't want to get into that area when you're sharing about independent. Okay. So I know that we're going to make a shift. We talked about insurance, living and being ill and terminally ill and options. But those of you who are still working and you still want to generate some extra income and becoming an entrepreneur, we talked about being independent. with COVID, like I said, it's changed the mindset and it's shifted the way people do things these days. And I understand that you have a purification system that will assist in people's airspace and surface. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, yes. So, yes, I've partnered with my husband with a company that offers air purification. It's an air purifier. I call it an air scrubber that reduces airborne contaminants. When you think about those things that are in the air, things that affect people with their sinuses, allergies, black mold, even SARS-CoV-2 that's responsible for COVID-19, that what drew me to this particular company was the lab testing of 99.9%.
Okay.
So, yes, this device is it was created for the International Space Station, NASA. It was created for them because their right. The plants and the potatoes and everything was not thriving. So this was created for the International Space Station. And again, what drew us was the technology was lab tested in an FDA approved lab setting. So we have the device in our home, and we have two in our church. So we wanted to protect the airspace where we would be the most. And so when guests come into our house, I'll crank it up to the max. We keep it going 24/7. Yes.
So now, is that something that you, like, is it a little small sum, or is it something I will have to attach to my air system? Like, how does that work?
Okay, yeah. So there's a couple different ways. So typically, commercially, it's a system that would have to be on a person's HVAC. So area school districts have it. You could also, there's a device that I have in my kitchen that's just a simple plug-in device. It's about a 12 by 12 box.
That is
the system that I have here at the house and to its church. And then there's a portable. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the ActivePure technology, but it clears creates a 2-foot bubble around you. So you'll find I wear it to church. I wear it outside. And it helps to keep my immediate
small
space protected. Mm-hmm. Very small.
Okay.
And then there's one for the car.
Okay. Oh, cool. Okay, now how does that work with the car situation? Like, is it big too, like the 12-inch? Like, how big is that?
No, it's about a, it would be the size of a large, I would say a large cell phone. People say mine's large because I carry it in an outer box. But it's the size of a big cell phone. And what I do is when I'm riding with, I have a passenger in my car, I will plug it up before I know I'm getting that passenger, whether it be a friend or a grandchild, I'll plug it up so the device is working. I have people that use it for Uber drivers. So it is something that protects me in my car space because we're closed in.
Cool. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. So is it, I guess it makes, does it travel, feel like, how does that air, like, is it just clean in the air? How is that working in your car? Like, how is that working? Is it safe to breathe it in? Like, what is it?
Yes. So what the system does is it sends out what we call, like, if you think about hydrogen peroxide, like in a dry form, it sends out peroxides.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it's weighing down. I call them spittles. It's weighing down anything in the air that is of, like we say, that moisture or, you know, anything that we say and we're talking and we're spraying, it's weighing it down out of your breathing space. It also, the system also cleans surfaces. I've got to mention that because it's not just your regular air purification system. It's continually cleaning surfaces. So when we leave church service, we leave it going for 24 hours where, you know, 8 hours is a requirement. And it's continually cleaning the surfaces as well. So, yeah, it's
Oh,
I don't leave home without it. It's one of those things.
Right.
Okay. My mobile goes with me everywhere. Even in hotels.
Like, it's okay. Hey, that's good to know, because you got people who got germs out day long, don't wash their hands. They around you. So, yeah, that surface thing sounds really good. So tell us how we can get in touch with you. We've got like 5 minutes left on the show. So just let everyone know how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. As far as the financial services and insurance, I have a bit.ly. It's bit.ly, bit.ly/. And my name is Jimmy Edmond. That's a capital J, IMMIE, capital E, DMON. So bit.ly/Jimmy Edmond. And for the air and water, it's Valara.
Oh,
yeah, V as in Victor. Oh yeah, and that's another show. Yeah, and I, if you get me on that, I'll be here for another half hour. So So it's Valara, V-O-L-L-A-R-A /Edmond Air, Edmond Air, E-D-M-O-N-A-I-R-E, Edmond Air, like millionaire.
Edmond. Cool. That's really great. I really appreciate you sharing this with us, because especially with the purification, that's going to help you, and then the information on life insurance and that living benefits, is that right? The living benefits,
yes,
that's really
that's
something
right.
That we all need to consider. Yeah, that you need to consider that one for sure. So I appreciate
yes,
you
definitely.
Enlightening us and empowering us with information for our financial well-being. We need to generate that Black Wall Street, y'all. We're trying to get there.
Hello.
So I know folks don't like that try, but try means you're trying to accomplish, you're working on accomplishing something. So we going to push until we can't push no more. So,
yeah.
But thank you, Ms. Jimmy, for taking the time to share with us all that you do as an independent entrepreneur. Appreciate you taking the time, and you shared everything great for us. So you guys make sure you reach out to Ms. Edmond, and she's also on Facebook. Do you have your Facebook page to connect
with
you?
I don't have a business page. It's Jimmy Eskridge Edmond. So Jimmy Eskridge Edmond, and you can PM me there.
Okay. Awesome. And you guys know, of course, I always like to put individuals in our So Real with Madeline group. So make sure if you want to talk to any of our guests and you want to reach out to them, you can join our group. We keep it professional, so don't come in there spamming and trying to hijack folks. That's not what we do. We want to keep it ethical, and we want to keep it very professional, and we're also Christian-based, so we don't put up with the nonsense. Well, thank you once again, Ms. Jimmy. My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Before we get out of here, Ms. Jimmy, give us some words of encouragement for about a minute.
Yes, not a problem. So my encouragement is don't wait. Don't wait for the coverage. So get your insurance coverage. You don't got to get it through me. Yes, I want you to, but you don't have to. Forget it. Understand what you have. Learn how to make your money work for you. There's
right.
so much available out there today on the website, online. I've learned that I must read more. And I just want to say there's a couple books that I recommend, Money, Wealth, and Life Insurance is one of them. Retirement Miracle is another. Nothing to do with my company. Just read the books. Get you an audio. You'll look up and you'll be 50 with $0 saved, wondering what happened or saying, I didn't know. So be open to listening to people, or be open to going out there getting it yourself. But we got to get it. Go get it.
Absolutely. Yeah, go get it. Go get your blessing.
All right, you guys,
leaving those legacies require you to learn your financial, get your financial knowledge in place. Legacies, don't leave it to them kids and then they have no clue how to make it continue, because it's the inheritance is for your children's children.
Yeah.
So you leave it to your kids and your kids don't know what they're doing, then guess what? There's nothing left for the kids, the grandchildren. So we got to make sure that we are all educated. If you don't know, don't let your pride get in the way. Get the information you need to leave that legacy for your family. It's not just finances. It's knowledge. Knowledge is power. So once again, I'm Madeline Bass. Thank you for joining us, and we are out for the evening. Have an awesome, awesome week.